Under the Guptas, the central deities of Hinduism and their worship assumed a form that has dominated the religious landscape of India from that day to this. And in recent years, this Hindu aspect of the Guptas' religious activities has loomed large in historians' accounts of their reign. As the Delhi-based historian Romila Thapar explains, the Guptas continue to make their presence felt in India today, not only in the monuments left behind, but also in the way that the period is used politically.
When colonial history began to be written, and then there was nationalist historical writing, the Gupta period was latched onto as the Golden Age. There has grown in India in the last few decades a way of thinking which has been called Hindutva, which is an attempt to suggest that the only person that has legitimacy as a citizen of India is the Hindu, because the Hindu is supposed to be the indigenous inhabitant. Everybody else, the Muslims, the Christians, the Parsis, all came later and came from outside. They were foreign. Never mind the fact that they're all 99% of them of Indian blood. And the Gupta period then came in for a great deal of attention as a result of this kind of thinking.
This seems surprising because, as the two coins we've looked at show, the Guptas not only established temple Hinduism in something like its modern form, but they also honoured older religious traditions and were generous protectors of both Buddhism and Jainism.